Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Today. Find out now. Here's Michael.
Everybody, 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's kind of murky. It's kind of blecky. It's kind of rainy. It's 61 degrees. I have socks on my robe. However, welcome to another edition of On the Couch with me, your host, Michael Couch. I have a special guest today, Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance and Intuitive. We'll be going ahead and taking your questions and delivering your messages from the universe. Plus, we have new music from Sarah Peacock and Jesse Terry, who will start out their Eastern tour off at Burlap Bean Coffee in Newtown Square, PA. I've got new music from them. It's going to be a very exciting show, and we'll be taking your calls later at 516-418-5594. I see we have a caller from the 443-857. Please hang in there. We're just going to go ahead to a little bit more music before we do anything. And so hang in there, and please, we want to take your call. Let's go to, we're going to start with Jesse Terry. Jesse Terry is out of Connecticut and has been touring the world, the UK, Italy, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. So we're going to start off a little bit of music from him, his brand new song coming out. So don't go away. You're on the couch with Michael Couch.
Wildflowers bloom, sidewalk cracks. It's only stained glass looking back. And I don't worry where we roam. Every highway feels like home. I'm wide open, I can be broken. I'm wide open. Oh.
Jesse Terry changing up the guard.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Or you can just go ahead and call in to 516-418-5594. Joining me right now, the beautiful, the lovely, every time I see you, you just look more radiant, my love. Welcome to the show, Sandy Athey, back with us on a recurring basis. Sandy Athey, you're on the couch. Sit down. You look all snuggly. You're cold, too, aren't you?
Thank you very much for having me tonight. I'm so happy to be here. And I heard the commercial and I said, well, here I am. You can call and check your inbox tonight. I'm live and in person. Yes, I have my designer flannels on today.
They look cold stunning here. I made a cheese
fondue.
I got some bread. I got some pepperoni here, some ham, and, you know, a little green apple. I don't know if you're not lactose intolerant, are you?
No, I'm not lactose intolerant.
The topic tonight is gratitude. We're talking about gratitude. What does gratitude mean to you? How do you experience gratitude? Do you allow gratitude into your life? Sandy, I know, as always, you prepared a little piece of word from the Daily Dance, your fantastic book. But tell us, what does gratitude mean to you tonight?
Gratitude is one of my very favorite things in the world. And when you posted on Facebook about the show tonight, I said, oh, this is the perfect chance to respond to that with one of my favorite cartoons, which is Snoopy from Peanuts
and Charlie Brown.
And they're saying, what if today we were just grateful for everything? And I adore that. People often talk about being in the moment. Oh, yes, just be in the moment. The moment is now. And I find that gratitude really helps me and brings me to the moment. If there's, you know, human things and earth things that are happening, I can just take a deep breath and look around and be so thankful for what is around me, whether it be my wonderful little Cocopelli dog or a roof over my head or food in my refrigerator. It brings you right into the moment to have that gratitude, because you are looking at things right now that you're thankful for. And of course, vibration attracts the same vibration. So you're putting out gratitude and appreciation for things. And guess what? You start getting more and you start seeing more things that you're grateful for. And then your heart just expands and it's just fun. And it's just fun, don't you think?
I do. Would you think it's, I was thinking about this in the kitchen today, is it sort of like the chicken or the egg? Does happiness happen as a result of gratitude, or does gratitude happen as a result of happiness?
I think gratitude is a state of mind.
Right.
And I know that you can be grateful even if you're not happy.
Right.
You can be in the middle of, as I said, something human and be grateful for the lesson, be grateful for the experience, but maybe not be too happy about it.
Right, but you'd have to, I think you would have to be grateful for something. You know, for example, the other day, I was actually this morning, I was thankful for my chicken, bacon, and cheddar cheese hot pocket. Very, very grateful. Had no idea it was that good. But I do believe it starts with something that small to start with gratitude. Say, for example, you're mired down in what you're dealing with. Everybody's dealing with stuff right now, whether it be business, love, financial, whatever. But you have to start in those small places and then reapply it daily. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. And look at something as simple as what you were just saying, being grateful for that food. And I know that that's what saying grace over your food is, and it literally changes the vibration of the food or the beverage that you're consuming. Mm-hmm. They've shown this in many, many studies. Dr. Masaru Emoto, of course, his life work was about changing the vibration in water and doing these experiments and showing how gratitude and love and gratitude would literally change the crystal formation in the water and make the crystals happy. So there you go. There's the answer to your question.
There
it
is.
They were sparkly, and they were very consistent and very symmetrical from just putting the word gratitude on the water. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, changing the vibration of water. A good friend of mine, Kelly, is doing that in Canada. I've been doing that for almost 6 months now, and it's changed my life. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594 on the couch with Sandy Athey. I'm your host, Michael Couch. Sandy, let's start with calls. I got calls lining up here. Let's go to the 443-857 number. Welcome. You're live on the couch with Sandy Athey and Michael Couch. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hello,
Anne. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show.
I missed talking to you and hearing you. I used to listen when you were on the air in Baltimore.
Oh, thank you so much for that. A special shout-out to you. How's everything going? How's your studying going?
Okay, hit a couple bumps in the road, but getting back.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Anne. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on 1 sec.
Okay. And, yeah, I'd be happy to check your inbox for you tonight and see what message the universe holds for you. And for everyone listening, I'm so grateful that Anne brought that up. I did do a show for 7 years on WCBM in Baltimore, the Psychic Healing Radio Show. So thank you so much for finding me tonight.
I was just wondering, there have been a lot of things happening lately. Songs will just open up playing songs. And I was just wondering if was doing that to get a message from me. I think I know who it is, but I'm not sure.
All right.
Oh, the song that you heard? I'm sorry, I was having a little trouble hearing you, but your phone is better now. Okay. The song that Michael played was a message for you?
No. My phone has been opening up Pandora just by itself and playing different songs.
Okay.
I think I know who's doing it, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's a collection. It's a collection. It's not just one person. They're finding that they're able to connect with you through music, and we love music, and we're so grateful for that. And that's why I see a line of souls and a line of spirits, and one is telling the other. One is saying, hey, guess what? You can talk to Anne like this. And then the other one comes in and, I want to try. And then the next one comes in and goes, I want to try. It's adorable. It's adorable. And the one that started the whole thing is an angelic connection to you, actually. And I'm being told that it's someone that was related to you on the earth, but now they're in the angel dimension. And I feel like it's your dad. I feel like it's a dad spirit. Does that make sense to you?
My dad is in the process, I think, of dying. He has cancer.
Oh, well, that would make perfect sense to me. Okay, so they're looking out for him, and he's going on coming attractions is what I call it. When we are birthed back into spirit, we go through a labor process, and we come and go from the other side. And he's definitely, he's hanging out with it's a very angelic realm around you, Anne. Lots of, I see like Michael and those archangels, that type of vibration. And, you know who else is here? Saint Francis. A lot of saints and angels and all around your dad. Is he Catholic, Anne?
He's Jewish.
Oh, how interesting.
Well, I'm adopted and my Jewish dad is dying.
Oh,
my Jewish dad is my biological dad.
Right, Right. But there's the only reason I asked about Catholicism, and not that the angels have to
my
be around someone
father,
who...
My adoptive father is Catholic.
Thank you. Okay, is he in spirit?
No, he's had a couple of bouts with cancer, and he had had a test that he had cancer again, but they said no.
Oh, good, good, okay. Well, there's a lot of that very warm, fatherly male energy around you, and of course, the archangels can always bring that type of vibration to you. You're very well protected and very well loved, and I'm being told that your studies are going very, very well. Just keep swimming. Did you ever see Nemo? Did you see the movie Nemo?
Yeah.
Just keep swimming because you're doing wonderfully. It's the place in your heart that they appreciate so much. They're telling me that you have a way of praying that is extremely sincere and genuine, and they hear you, and they're doing their very, very best to answer your prayers. And you pray a lot, they're telling me.
Yeah, I do.
And they love that, and they'll come back and they'll hit that Pandora and play the music for you, and they'll tell everybody else how to do it too. So listen to the songs that come up. There'll always be a wonderful message in there for you. And can we, before we say goodbye, can we just say a little prayer for both your dads?
Let's do.
Well, I'm not on speaking terms with my adoptive father.
Oh, well, we'll say a prayer for him, a special prayer for him then, an even more special prayer, right?
Yeah, welcome to gratitude, yeah.
Exactly.
Welcome to gratitude, yeah. Not talking to someone for a long time, I've done that a lot of times, and it just never seems to work out. So gratitude will go ahead and take in place of the fear and of the confusion. And thank you so much for calling in, wishing you the best love
safe
and love.
Journeys, and Ann.
Safe journeys, and prayers for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
All
much
right.
for tuning
you take
in.
Take care. It's so nice to talk to you.
Keep
Good
listening. Oh, my goodness. Again, so much sorrow, so much, you know, so much confusion, so much going up. Oh, yo.
Yeah, perfect time for the gratitude.
Perfect time for the gratitude. Calling in at 516-418-5594. We're going to go to another call, Sandy, 812-623. Calling in, you're live on the couch with Sandy Athey and Michael Couch. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Carol calling from Indiana.
Carol from Indiana.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, my
Indiana.
Lovely.
Hi, hon. How are you?
We're doing great. How can we help you? How are you doing gratitude wise? And do you have any messages for Sandy?
No, I don't have any messages. But as far as gratitude goes, I'm very, very happy with how things have been going. Things were really bad for a while, but about 6 months ago, I made a big change in my life, and I feel like things are moving in a positive way now, and I'm just hoping that it continues to do so.
Well, let's be grateful for the way it's been going. There you
right.
go.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Carol, do you have new boots?
New boots?
Did you get new boots?
No.
Why am I seeing cowboy boots around you?
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Well, because I'm in a wedding next month, and we have to wear cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots. So all the girls are wearing cowboy boots. Everybody's wearing cowboy boots.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so clear. I'm like, okay. Well, do you have to get new boots?
No, I'm wearing my old ones.
Oh, perfect. Thanks for the confirmation. I really appreciate that because it was just so much fun. You're adorable. You guys are going to look adorable.
It's going to be a good time.
Oh, it sure is. Hey, do you want me to check your inbox tonight? Do you have a question for me?
Nothing in particular. I'm just curious. I'm just curious what you have to say and what you see and
besides the cowboy boots, right?
Yeah, just things in general.
Things in general for Miss Carol. Well, because we are on the radio and we have a limited amount of time, is there a particular area that you'd like me to check? You know,
love.
Whether it be relationships or health or...
Love, check love. Check love for Carol.
Yes.
Oh, we love to check the love box. Okay, let's. Oh, Carol, you've had big adventures in love, girl. You have been up and down and left and right and all over the place with that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, tell me about the guy with the tattoo. Do you know who that is? Big tattoo on his arm.
No.
Okay,
wow.
So he's not
my dad.
He's not in
my
your
dad.
Life. Oh, your dad.
My dad has a shirt. A tattoo shirt.
Oh, thank you very much, because I'm getting the arms. I'm seeing the arms, so of course.
He's arms.
Okay.
Chest, back, stomach, everything, yeah.
Well, just, see, that makes like a lot of sense to me, because, of course, we always connect in the love way based on our experiences, of course, with our family, with the people that we grew up with, and especially, you know, the father-daughter connection is very strong and has a lot of influence on how we conduct our love lives, of course. And so I'm being very drawn to looking at that connection with the two of you. And that's that's been quite an adventure, too, hasn't it?
He's a good guy. Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't
what
tell her
an
anything,
adventure.
Carol.
Well,
what's
he loves
that?
Adventures. He loves adventures. He's always
he's
wanting to do something different and wanting to go somewhere and wanting to do this and call there. And he wants to know everybody and know everything and visit and go on vacations. And he's great like that.
Yeah.
Just full
yes,
of adventures.
Is.
Full of adventures.
Yep.
And are you in a relationship now, or you just broke off a relationship, actually, right?
I am married. I'm married.
You are married. Has it taken a shift lately?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Because there, I see just this huge shift with the love, and it's gone to a good place. There's been a big change in him where I see a light bulb going off above his head, where he's realized something important and actually embraced it and said, yes, this is what I need to do. This is how I need to be. And he's made a big shift, which has relieved you. You're like, oh, thank goodness.
Well,
he's
outside cleaning the garage right now, so he's doing something, so that's possible.
Well, good for him. And let's have gratitude for that shift.
Yes.
Let's have gratitude for the light bulb.
Yes. He's doing something without having to be, told, so yes.
Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? And also, Carol, there's a message in your inbox about exercise for you, walking, movement.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that something I need to do more?
Well, let me look at the message a little bit further. I'm not sure if it's something you need to do more. Maybe it's something that you need to do for your enjoyment.
Okay.
You know, take a walk or go outside and just be without having to go somewhere or do something, just to be, to enjoy the movement, to dance at the wedding and just have a really good time with that.
Okay.
Because you like movement.
That.
You're a very physical person.
Yes. I have been a bartender for 25 years, and it's on my feet and on the go all the time.
Well, no wonder.
Carol, that's why I love you.
I
love you.
And that's not always enjoyment, right? That was work. So that's
work.
What the message.
Yeah.
Yeah, the message is like just relax and take a walk for enjoyment. You
that's
know,
something
just,
I don't do. That
well,
is, that's something maybe I need to do.
Yeah. Well, it's
like
not so
walk.
Much. Yeah, not so much that you should exercise. That's not the message. It's just go enjoy yourself. Let's try strolling.
Smell the flowers.
Take a stroll. Exactly.
Maybe
exactly.
Some prancercise.
Love it. Love it. Carol, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank
you're a doll,
keep
Carol.
Listening.
You're a doll.
And I love you tons. Have a good
love
time at the
too.
Wedding.
I will.
Yeah, have a great time in those boots.
I will. Have a good night.
Enjoy. Safe journeys.
Carol is a fantastic person. I actually had the opportunity, again, a Facebook friend, never met at all, and we had the opportunity to have a little chit-chat last week, and we have a lot in common, and she is quite fun to be around.
Yes, yes, she definitely
hey, this
is.
Steve and, Silverman, and I'm, what am I? I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy. and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach. Whatever.
He just thinks too much. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. Going to go to a little bit of music here. This is Sarah Peacock. Sarah Peacock, I discovered last week just by surfing Facebook and stuff. She's got a new single called The Only Way Out, and her song Hurricane won Best Song in the 2014 American Songwriting Awards. So we're going to go to a little bit of Sarah Peacock, Hurricane, taking your call. When we get back, please don't go away. More with Sandy H when we get back on the couch.
Maybe this will be the last time I fall. Maybe you might feel the same. But lately it feels like I've hit a wall. Guess there's no better time to stay.
Peacock with Hurricane.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
He certainly is. We're back on the couch with Sandy Athey and me, your host, Michael Couch. The call-in number is 516-418-5594. Sandy, I'm so excited. We have a special guest up in the chat room. I'm so thrilled.
We do.
We do, from Foxton Beach, New Zealand, at Home with Victoria. Victoria Gaither, my love, is up in
How
the
exciting.
Chat.
How exciting.
how exciting. And she says, a big hello from your international fans. Oh, Victoria, I miss you tons. I miss you. I miss Stu. Apparently, Stu and Victoria are coming down to my house in August, so I get to go ahead and host them for 5 weeks. I'm very, very excited. Three radio people in one house. Can you imagine?
Special shout out to Miss Victoria.
Special shout out, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Check her out at www.icradio.info. It's a great station, 24/7, music from the 70s, 80s, and the 90s, playing all the best, all indie artists as well, and just a fantastic show. So check them out. All shows are actually up in Spreaker, too, so you can go ahead and listen to all the podcasts at your convenience. We're talking tonight about gratitude. Sandy, how many of your intuitive readings, your private readings, are dealing with people struggling with the knowledge of gratitude?
Struggling with the knowledge of, well, you know, Anne, our first caller, was the perfect example of that. She brought that forward for us, that forgiveness, that goes hand in hand with gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness does. Because when you have that forgiveness, then you can step into the gratitude if you feel that you've been wronged or something has happened to you that you're struggling with, as you said. And it's prevalent in my reads with people. I think it's prevalent with all of us. I think that we all have something that goes on in our lives where we choose and we make these choices, because it really is a choice. Feelings are choices, and we choose to be grateful for the experience and forgive and have compassion, and all of that energy does move us forward, and I think it's part of the human experience. So sure, it is part of a lot of my work, and you know, gratitude is one of my very favorite things, and it can carry us through all of the hard times.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to find a shred of good in what people are going through. I think that's what people are doing now. I read this thing on Facebook today about death. And it was very, very interesting, just basically suggesting that I am not gone. This is in terms of...
saw that.
Brand. Did you see that? And
I did
to find
see that.
Feverishly right now. But it made so much sense, basically suggesting that I'm everywhere. I'm just in another room. You just can't see me. And I love that way, because that way you don't have to exclude. You don't have to move through. Well, you have to move through, but you have to. You can also choose to include. You can include the past in your future, should you so choose to. Again, up to you. Taking your call-ins at 516-418-5594. Sandy Athey. I got to get this music in, Sandy. I'm so sorry. I'm so
Please,
proud of these people.
No,
absolutely.
We love the music.
We love the music. We certainly do. Sarah Peacock and Jesse Terry starting off their East Coast tour at May 28th, Burlap Bean Coffee. Doors open at 7:30. Advance tickets are $12, $15 at the door. You have to call early, though, because this is a really... it's a listening room, Sandy. So there's not a lot of beer clanking and, hey, give me a shot. It's one of those listening rooms where people who absolutely desire good music go to. And it's a fantastic, fantastic venue. It is at 204 South Newton Road in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Call 484-427-4547 to go ahead and get your advance tickets. This is Jesse Terry's brand new song, Calm the Storm, the version of Noise. It's fantastic. Taking your calls again when we get back. You're listening to On the Couch with Sandy Athey and Michael Couch. All in.
I can't hear the songbirds singing, or the church bells ringing, without your sweet voice, all the world is noise. And as I watch the children without your sweet voice, all the world is noise. And if I ever hear your voice again, maybe on some clear and holy morning, I will close my eyes and take it in. But until then, I will watch the lovers dancing, but I won't hear them laughing. Without your sweet voice, all the world is noise.
Hey, this is Bob, the lobby attendant at the historic Lafayette Hotel in beautiful Marietta, Ohio. Have a great day with Michael on the Couch.
Bob at the Marietta, fantastic hotel. Welcome back. You're on the couch with Sandy Athey and me, your host, Michael Couch. Call in at 516-418-5594. Sandy, we're going to go to the 302-383 region. You're live on the couch with Sandy and Michael. Can I have your first name? I think I know who this is. I think this is Kelly with me.
Yes, it is.
I hear the giggle.
Welcome
like,
to the show.
I'm like, you don't have my number by now. Hi,
Kelly,
Sandy.
We're talking.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
Kelly, we're talking gratitude tonight. What are you grateful for today?
Oh, you know, that's funny that you should ask me that, because my little Nathan, my youngest, was involved in a competition today for meaningful economics through school. 24 fifth grade teams competed, and his team won first place.
Fantastic.
Yay!
I saw that on Facebook, actually. That was great.
I was so very proud of them. They just worked really hard over the past 8 weeks on this, you know, learning what to do and all that. Because they never, when they go into the competition, they have no idea what they're going to be asked to do. So it's
right.
Basically just, you know, so they, I guess their project was to create a summer camp for adults and teachers, their
wow.
parents and teachers. So then they had to decide what was, you know, what they would want. You know what I mean?
And yeah. Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah. And to
I'll
have
bet they
no
had a
kids.
Blast doing that.
Right, exactly. They did. So they had to do a commercial and a little advertisement. And, you know, parents weren't allowed to watch. We were only there for the awards. So I don't know exactly what they did, but it was really cool.
Oh, how fun.
I'm very
Picture
grateful.
Was cute. Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear
yeah.
it. Sandy, Kelly, do you have any particular questions as to any direction that you want Sandy to go ahead and check your inbox? Because she's the one with all the information here.
Well, I was actually
Well, I just work
thinking.
Here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
I just work here. They have all the information.
I'm thinking, Sandy, about a job change and wondering if I'm thinking in the right direction.
Well, you've been at this for a long time You like stability. You like to know what you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You like to have that consistency. There's a good word. You adore consistency in your life and knowing what's coming up. So make sure that you, the next step that you take in whatever direction you want to go with the job hunt, make it very deliberate and know what makes your heart sing, what makes your soul happy. And I don't mean in terms of, they're not saying in terms of I want to work at this job, more in terms of I like consistency, I want to know what my job is, I like to know what my hours are, I like to know what my salary is. You like to have it spelled out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what you ask the universe for, and they'll find the perfect job for you. I definitely see something online, not necessarily that the job's online, but that the computer is playing a huge role in you finding the job.
Okay.
And update your resume. You just have to make a few little tweaks on the resume, and you'll be ready to go. Because you have wonderful consistency in your life, and any employer would be, they would love to have you. You're a terrific, terrific person.
Of course
person.
They would.
Of course they would. You're a great person. You're wonderful, wonderful to work with, and everybody loves you. And we love you. Definitely.
Well, thank you.
I see some type of sales or customer service, more customer service than sales. Does that resonate with you?
That's what I do, basically.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's sales and customer service.
Yeah, both
business.
Of those
yeah.
things. Yeah, leaning a little bit more to the customer service end of things rather than the going out and pounding the pavement for sales kind of things.
Right.
You're really great in helping people and directing them after the sale, actually. That's
okay.
really your strength. Yeah.
I hear.
Great.
I hear Lady Footlocker's opening up positions, Kelly.
Okay, I'll be there.
Oh, kidding.
Congratulations. I thought you had some openings.
I do have some openings. Congratulations to Nathan on his achievements. I saw the pictures on Facebook and stuff, and the kid is growing up so fast. Sandy, I've known Nathan since he was a child. He's still a child.
But he's a young man now. Yes.
That's right.
And very accomplished.
He would not like it if you said he was a child. He would not appreciate that because he's a very old soul, and he's very grown up for his age and always has been.
Isn't that true, Michael?
That's very, very true. Sandy, you should see this kid pitch. He's a pitcher in his league, and he pitches like Gary Carter. It is fantastic to watch. But
well, he's beyond his years. He really is.
Wise beyond his years.
He is. He always has been. It's just who he is. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why I'm laughing when you said, you know, the child thing. He's like, oh, I am not a child. Of course
right.
not. But he's wonderful. You have a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Kelly, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe pop over for a glass of wine after work. Who the hell knows?
Who knows?
Aw, you know the greatest people, Michael.
I do.
Safe journeys to you, Kelly.
Safe journeys, Kelly. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, Nathan is this powerhouse pitcher, pretty fantastic, and is quite stunning. So we're going to go to a little bit more music. This is Sarah Peacock, The Only Way Out. This is her brand new single. Call in at 516-418-5594. You're on the couch. Don't go away.
You're not who I thought you were, and I don't know why, still don't want to quit. The truth goes down like vinegar, and I guess that I'm not ready to admit. Only the
Peacock. Love that girl. My God.
Hey, this is James Lucente from Lucente Entertainment. I specialize in branding, developing, and managing young musical talent. But for an hour a week, I really enjoy listening to Michael Couch on the couch.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your stomping angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
Our good friend Kelly Tavson joining us as a recurring guest, as well as Sandy Athey joining us. You're on the couch with Sandy Athey and Michael Couch. Sandy, Kelly and I were talking about you a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you caught the show.
I sure did. I was really enjoying it, and I was listening and doing some things around the office, and all of a sudden I heard my name. I said, oh, they're so sweet. Yeah, I appreciated that.
Love you. We love you tons. We're talking to you today. 516-418-5594 is the call in number. Feel free to go ahead and call in. Want to make mention up to Anne in chat. Anne at home with Victoria is still sitting there listening to us, so yay us. Sandy, when you how was the daily dance going? I read it today. I flipped to a message about, it was odd because I flipped to gratitude, but the gratitude was also realizing when to let things go, when to realize in your life and have the gratitude to go ahead and pick the difference. What do you think are some stumbling blocks for people out there unwilling to go ahead and let go of things that aren't working for them?
Well, you know, it's interesting when you say let go of things. Because you mentioned it earlier, and you were so spot on with it, Michael, that we take it with us whether we want to or not. It's part of us. If you look at the history of the world, we take it with us. How we look at it and how we integrate it into our present, into the present tense, is where the choice comes in. Because the past is going to come with us anyway. So
true.
How we think about it and how we react to it and how we tell the story is really where the gratitude and the forgiveness comes in, and the healing comes through that. Because when we try, I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to say, let it go. People don't
true.
Know. We don't know what
true.
To do. You know, it's like, what?
That's
how do you do that?
Yeah.
We don't know how to do that. Let it go. Well, it's right there. How do I let? Because we are connected to everything. Everything is connected. And, you know, with my Native American studies and the love that I have for that perspective teaches me that we are all connected, and we are certainly connected to our past, present, and future. So when we say let it go, it's kind of frustrating. So I like to talk about integrating it into who we are right now, taking the best of it, illuminating the beauty of it, illuminating the teaching from it. And then that way we can just relax and say, okay, it's part of my story.
True, but I agree fully. However, I read this thing I don't want to say Salvador Dali. It's not Salvador Dali. It is not Mahatma Gandhi. It is, I can't remember. However, he said, the only thing you can focus on is the now. You cannot change yesterday. You cannot even anticipate tomorrow. Being in the present is what happens. So all you can do is in the present. So you can choose, like I said, you can choose whatever emotion you want to go ahead and deal with, but the present is all you have control over. Choose to be happy, choose to be sad. We've had this conversation time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's having the opportunity and the strength of will to want to choose different that I find so I find it challenging. It's getting easier for me, but, you know, I'm just a person with apron strings, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just trying to do the best that I can, which I think all we are is trying to do the best we can.
I think everyone is.
Exactly, with the information that
sure.
we have. Yeah, it's one of those.
And, you know, in the Daily Dance, there's a little paragraph on page 19 that talks about grateful people. And this is really interesting because it's exactly what you're talking about. Grateful people report higher levels of positive emotions, life satisfaction, vitality, optimism, and lower levels of depression and stress. The disposition towards gratitude appears to enhance pleasant feeling states more than it diminishes unpleasant emotions. Right. And then it says, grateful people do not deny or ignore the negative aspects of life. And that's right back to that choice.
Repeat that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Grateful people do not deny or ignore the negative aspects of life.
True.
We're grateful. That's that integration I was talking about.
Yeah.
Being grateful for the lesson or whatever it is that you brought with you in your suitcase into the present moment. Because when you deny it, it just gets stuffed in a closet. And we all have garages and closets and attics that are stuffed with things that
Absolutely.
We think we know. And it just becomes
so ironic you bring that up because I'm in through a big purge right now. So it's really curious that you bring that up. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. We're going to go to the last song of the evening. This is Sarah Peacock with Are We Here Yet? Taking your calls. You're on the couch with Sandy Athey and me, your host, Michael Couch. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's still 100 miles to the Walmart parking lot. I bet I sleep pretty good if I could find the perfect spot. Cause it's another night at the Roche Motel for 1995. It's a different town, same old room. I do this all the time. I am so tired. And I just can't go another mile. Cause I am running on fumes. I'm running out of heart. But I can't stop now because I've come too far. Guess I'll keep on paying dues till my choir is mad. Oh dear Jesus, am I ever gonna pass this test? Are we there?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Mm-hmm. Sarah Peacock with Are We There Yet? Love that voice.
This is Cameron Silvery, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm...
He's on the couch. He'll be on the couch in a couple weeks and everything. You got to check out Sarah Peacock. Check her out at sarahpeacockmusic.com. Check out Jesse Terry at jesseterrymusic.com. Sandy, what did you think of the voices and the music tonight?
Oh, I love it.
I know, kind of good, right?
I love it. Oh, it's fantastic. Sarah Peacock, it was kind of a combination of the 60s, 70s, 80s all together. You know, her voice was
It's like a Sheryl Crow meeting a little bit of a Sarah McLachlan kind of edge with
mm-hmm.
a little bit of a Reba edge to it. And as for Jesse Terry, I think Jesse Terry is going to end up becoming bigger than bigger than both of us, if that's even possible.
Music is just so...
Talk about gratitude.
I have so much gratitude for music and these beautiful, talented people. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us.
I really have some cool people. Anyways, you've been listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch, your host, and Sandy Athey joining us as a recurring guest and contributor to On the Couch. Sandy, I am grateful. You know, the funny thing is that I learned today that grateful, I've been spelling grateful with an E-A. So I'm great, G-R-E-A-T-F-U-L. So I'm
grateful.
I'm full of great. So you are full of great. We're all full of great. And you've been listening to On the Couch. Feel free to go ahead and check me out on Facebook and Sandy Athey at sandyathey.com. Sandy, thank you again so much for tuning, for coming
on, honey.
I love
thank
you so
much.
And you're such a wonderful, wonderful co-host. I really appreciate it, hon.
Oh, huge hugs to you. You know, I really appreciate it. And safe journeys to everyone listening.
Safe journeys to everyone. For the next time, until the next time, you are on the couch with Michael Couch. Be kind to one another. I would really appreciate it. Good night, everybody. Sandy, good night. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.